I've been dumb. All right, so we're on to our final topic right now. We're talking about MGK, Eminem,
White rappers.
and the late
White boy rappers.
The
White.
late
White.
The late Mac
White.
And the late Mac Miller. Late Mac Miller, man. They're still doing the autopsy. Wait, come on before we laugh.
Mayo rappers.
Oh my god. Let's call them
Saltine Mata. Rappers.
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread rappers.
You want to talk about snowflakes?
Yeah, college ruled rappers. You don't know about
oh
that shit.
God,
yeah,
frat boy rappers.
Yeah, no. We talking about sheets of paper, my nigga.
Oh my. 8x12. Was it 8.5? 8 or 8.5x12 rappers. 8.5x12 rappers right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We got MGK. Mm-hmm. Eminem. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. Let's get to Mac Miller because you know he can wait.
Yeah, right drunk now. Compound rappers.
I smoke Kush rappers.
Yeah.
MGK.
2% rappers.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that about them. I'm gonna say that about them. This man called him a 2% rapper. Yeah. Found out about him 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Linoleum rappers.
Yo, we can go all day, but all right.
Manila yeah, keep... wafer. Manila folder rappers.
All right, I'm gonna stop making fun of him because I actually liked MGK's song, so I can't.
Let's get into it. MGK, Eminem. MGK is pretty much, I would describe him as a party boy. He's like the Jackass Boys of rap.
Okay.
Like, he just gets people jacked up. He incites flash mobs in malls. He causes a commotion. Mm-hmm. He's more of a publicity stunt. Mm-hmm. Like, he was Jake Paul before Jake Paul, and he kind of threw things down on tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So him going for Eminem is nothing more than what people did when Eminem was like, people gonna invite me on their shows to argue with them because their ratings stink. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a whack-ass rapper. You're not good. Like, Wild Boy was your best song, and honestly, he didn't even like it. His song Wild Boy was one of his best songs ever. That was just a fuck-around song for him. So, like, dude, your shit is your best stuff, and your best stuff ain't shit. So you going at Eminem as hard as you can is adorable. That's all it is. You just did it so you can keep your ratings up and stay relevant. Essentially, like, you're like the Kardashians getting a face change, man. And Eminem going back at him. Eminem, you got to go raise your kids. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, you just, what are you still doing talking to this child? Would you ever, if a five-year-old came at you, what would you do?
I mean, to set the timeline, though, this child, to keep your metaphor, came at him in like 2012, and Eminem just got around like 6 years later. Like, really, if anyone's forcing it, Eminem is forcing it.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Go raise your kids, man. Like, why are you doing
that?
Yeah,
like, he forced it, but like, he forced it on that whole album, which
I'm gonna say it right now.
There was a song I liked. It was the first song that I liked
with Jordan Lucas.
Nah, the first song didn't have Jordan Lucas. It was
no, like, that wasn't it.
It was like
Forgettable.
Because the first song was hilarious. But like, someone said he just rhymes words, and it was hard to disagree with him. But like,
No. Eminem doesn't rhyme words. I want to respect Eminem
because there's songs that I like that he.
I like the song "Kill You."
Yeah, because fucking what's the name of that song? Fucking Stan was solid.
Stan, yeah.
Cleaning out my closet, that's not bad at all. Like, I fuck with that. Yeah, I be singing that shit.
But sometimes, like, Infinite, you gotta there was also that. Infinite, like, yeah, all the other stuff. Like,
Till
all
I Collapse, that's not bad. Yep. Yeah, that's not bad.
All those songs, though.
Even though fucking they overplayed that at BBN, so I don't even fuck with that song anymore. I can't even listen to that song anymore. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah.
I remember we were playing that shit during the.
Y'all went to BBN
and that was the closest thing to metal music.
Yeah, nah, it was
out
just,
of rap that you had at the time.
Yeah.
Let me get your information.
I forgot all about that motherfucker. You're bringing back painful memories of that motherfucker. I erased him from my memory. I forgot. He's the the fucking athletic trainer motherfucker, right? That's who he is. That.
But I've already seen this. I've already seen the Christy Elliott. That's I told dude. That's what he did.
Who's that?
Didn't I send this to you?
Who is that?
Is this how Eminem raps?
This is how Eminem. Dude, he just makes words sound like other things. Hold on. All right, just to give some context for everybody listening, this is Chris D'Elia. He's a comedian who is literally mocking, mimicking, and hitting it home on every last point on how Eminem raps, in that he just makes other words sound like words in a different voice so he can make them into fucking lyrics and bars.
I will state for the record, a lot of rappers do that.
Eminem's getting praised for doing things that a lot of rappers are doing. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I will state once again for the record, a lot of rappers do that too.
But they're also getting hated on far more than Eminem. Like mumble rappers, they sound like each other.
Eminem's not a mumble rapper.
And I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, like, for what it is, Eminem, are you going to call that lyrical genius?
No.
Okay. That's why do you always fight me? I feel like you want.
Well, because you make more absolute statements than I would.
I don't make absolute statements.
Well, I guess not absolute statements. You're more.
If anything, I make vague, broad statements. No, I say like Eminem's get. Maybe I'm not specific enough in what I say,
yeah,
so that it could be interpreted in any way. But I'm saying like for what it is, Eminem does a lot of things that a lot of other people do and receives praise when Snoop Dogg's over there making a fun of rumble rappers. I get Eminem's on a different level. He absolutely is a better lyricist and rapper than these guys.
Well,
after 30 years. Almost 3 decades, man. Like, are we really gonna still praise this guy for like the same stuff?
No, he got heat for his.
He does. All I'm saying is, I like Eminem, but I'm not gonna say he's still the best rapper ever. I'm not gonna say that he can't be made fun of.
People see that's subjective though, so I can't hate on people who think he's the best rapper.
But, I mean, to each their own. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but yeah. Like,
I'm gonna disagree with them, but I can't.
Thank you. But if Chris D'Elia can do an impersonation of Eminem like this.
And you're looking and staring at mannequins, and I'm going, fannequins trying to get up a plannequins. All of the plannequins, sannequin, fan, pannequins. All of the mannequins, sannequin, annequin, and cabana.
I mean, he's just copying, like, his cadence.
Yeah, that's like, all it is.
You can do that with anyone, though, and sound like him.
But it's been, like, it's the same. This is how Eminem, that's it. His ciphers are that. Like, you don't listen to Eminem. His cipher, all of his ciphers are the same thing.
Oh, I'm not saying Eminem is good, though. I don't like Eminem. I like Eminem's song.
Mm-hmm. So, like, coming at Eminem, back to where we started.
He did go in, though.
Yeah, coming back to where we started, man. Like, it's just kind of ridiculous that Eminem is still getting praised. He sang a little bit for a while. He did some weird stuff. He went to the relapse, then the recovery, back to the relapse too.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure where he's at. I think the guy's trying to stay relevant for no reason. He has royalties. He has everything he needs.
Maybe he's in tax troubles. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's in tax troubles.
I can't look for excuses. He rapped about the same thing at least.
Or maybe he just got other kids on the side that you don't know about. So
he has to put them through college.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he probably got reasons. He just needs some more money. I can't hit him on that. But like, I do want to give a shout out to my ivory hued brother MJQ or MJK. I'm sorry. MJQ. See, I tell you, I really don't know.
No, when
teams,
I said, like, you said what the truth was, like, I didn't know this man existed until
four hours ago. Yeah, yeah. I do want to say, like, his song was
MJQ
pretty decent.
MJQ?
Yeah, MJQ. Yeah, you know. But it was.
He did come at him hard.
Yeah,
his bars were better than anything else.
Yeah. His song wasn't bad.
But, like, I think it's, like, inviting Eminem on Ricky Lake.
There were times where I disagreed where he was like, "Oh, you're the GOAT," and I was like, "No." And then,
like, do you know who anybody? Yeah, like, yeah. I honestly, my favorite rapper of all time is Big L.
Yeah, that's bold. But
I said my favorite.
I said that's bold, and I said I can see them.
Right, it's just he's my favorite rapper.
My favorite is a pretty bold choice too. So
KRS-One.
Young Jeezy, come on now.
Young Jeezy?
Yeah.
I can see that,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I
Nah, Gucci. Gucci's up there.
I used to fuck with Jeezy back Gucci's in high school.
Play y'all Jeezy. What? Nah. Gucci. Yeah, nah. Gucci is up there. You gotta fuck with Gucci.
You can't. But, you can't not fuck with Gucci.
Yeah. But like, Young Jeezy's my favorite. Like, it was a tough time when they were beefing. Like, young me had a tough time. Although, Jeffy made it easy, because I hated Jeffy, and Jeffy loved Gucci, so I could attach Gucci to Jeffy, and I could hate them both together. So I could be Team Jeezy, and be just because Gucci was Team Jeffy. Yeah. So that was good.
Makes the decision simple.
Yeah, like, you don't know this dude. This dude was ridiculous. But yeah.
All right. So MGK, Eminem. At the end of the day, what does it even mean? Why does it even matter that these two guys went at because they have rap beef? Like, why is that even a thing? Is it a thing?
I mean, I think just Eminem just threw shots at everyone on his album, and just certain people are biting. Like Joe Budden, he bought. But like, Joe Budden's weird.
That man's crazy.
He don't play games. He is, though. I believe he actually like has mental issues.
Okay. Because, dude, he's bold. There was one time he was on that Celebrity of Love shit, and some lady was like, I'm transgendered, and he had no qualms about being like, what?
Yeah.
What, you a dude? Man, wow. I thought, like, yo, he had no reservations.
Didn't he, like, sit on his girlfriend's chest or some shit like that? Like,
I saw him pull up. Some kids were honking outside of his house, and he brought a gun out to point it in their face.
Joe Budden's a character.
He's like the Dennis Rodman of the rap game.
That's bold. That's.
I'm just saying he's wild.
Dennis Rodman's unique. You can't do that to Dennis Rodman. No one is the Dennis Rodman of anything but Dennis Rodman. Who else is chilling with Kim Jong-un? Ask about him. He's in the streets.
No, you're right. No one else is hanging out with him.
He's in the streets. Don't even worry about that.
No, but I was just saying, you're right. That's the wrong comparison. I was just talking about wild shit. Like, hang out with Kim Jong-un is wild.
Yeah, he's just on another level. Like, that's what I'm saying. No one is the Dennis Rodman of anything but Dennis Rodman.
He married himself, didn't he? Didn't he marry himself back in the day?
I don't know.
Did he do, like, a book signing in fucking
He defies everything. He defies everything.
All right. That he does.
Did you see?
He grew after 26.
Yeah, like, he was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. That was fucking great.
Oh my god,
that was fucking amazing. I watched that whole season. It was fucking amazing. He looked and sounded like he was drunk the whole time, but apparently he was sober.
No, he was definitely drunk. The guy's a party animal. He's like a Las Vegas promoter. He actually had a problem. He clearly had a problem on any level.
Right. But back to it.
I just laying down bars. I don't get why this Eminem MGK thing is even where it's at.
Yeah.
Rappers come at rappers all the time. Just because they are black rappers or white rappers or Hispanic, Latina rappers. I don't think like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, if they ever start beefing, which will happen. I saw the news. Exactly. It already started. It's not going to be a thing I focus on because, you know, Cardi B is Nicki Minaj 2.0. And
bold.
No, just in the way they present themselves in appearances. I wouldn't be surprised if Cardi B goes through Nicki Minaj's trash to get her hair, because Cardi B is all the way up trying to be fucking Nicki Minaj's ass. This is my 2 cents from the peanut gallery. But
that's reasonable. I actually have like no opinion on them, so I can't even.
I'm just saying it's an insignificant beef.
I like some of their songs, but
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. But I'm not gonna say like the same way I like some of Nicki Minaj's songs, Cardi B's songs, and Eminem's songs, MGK songs. Doesn't mean like I'm gonna fucking give them the fucking due diligence they deserve in my day.
Nah, but like I give MGK the due diligence. He's good. Good job for him for
going at a big dog. God bless him.
Yeah,
but I don't think it takes like.
Nah. You want to know why? You want to know why I ultimately agree with you about people like fucking cutting him and them slack? It was that fucking that BET cipher about Donald Trump that people are like, yo, this shit's fire, and I was like, yo, this shit's garbage.
His ciphers aren't.
I was like, yo, this shit is fucking garbage. Like I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, yo, like. Like, is this the fucking Twilight Zone, my nigga? Like, dude told me it's good. And I'm hearing it. I'm like, yo, no, like, no, this is like Lil B type shit. Lil B was hot garbage.
Base God.
Yeah, fuck him.
Base God, that's the first time you've been referenced on the radio. You better give me some money.
Yo, this was as bad as Fergie singing the fucking national anthem.
And that was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Just to go back to Colin Kaepernick real quick.
Nah, hold on, because the first line is my favorite. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not. Yes. That's all I got. Yes. I come up with a solid yes. Drink. This. Yes. Yes. Why? Why? Why?
No reason.
Why? Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a why? Damn Apache with a tomahawk. This is fucking garbage. Like why? What does having a tomahawk like why? Like what
are you bring up the duality of America in really? Our Air Force
you bailing
and
bailing them out? You bailing them out?
No, I was asking if that was what he was going for.
I don't know.
Sarcastically. Japan, America.
So was there rhymes there? Because I missed them. like maybe my ear was just bad. You know? Like this is just fucking garbage. Like, and dudes were like, this is fucking fire. And I was listening to this the whole time. Like, yo, like, maybe I'm dumb. Maybe there's, like, shit behind it that I'm not getting. And maybe it's just a personal defect with me. Because this shit is hot garbage. Like, he just shitted on this beat, and it's not a good way.
Yeah, sick 10.
Yeah.
That's
why he wants us to disband, because
he cannot withstand the fact that we're not... Did you see that? That's what I'm talking about. The fact that he uses sick 10 and disband. He doesn't pronounce like his name.
Every
rapper does that, but was it good enough to warrant it?
No.
Remember when Weezy was fired? No, remember when Weezy was... Remember in high school, Weezy. You cannot
defend a video in which I brought up saying was trash. I'm not doing it.
I'm saying I'm not saying it was good. I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying his line scheme is not worth it. I don't think any of his ciphers are good. We're on the same page right now. It's just like, yo, Eminem, like, goddamn, you were good back in the day. You gotta go to produce. Go be a producer. You've stayed so long. You've seen yourself become the villain.
The issue is that, like, I was so pumped for a rap that was good that shat on Donald Trump. I came and wanted to like that. And I was trying to find reasons to
that's
like
why you
that.
Gotta undersell shit.
Yeah, and I found no reasons like that. I was like, wow, this has no redeeming factors to this. None. Not even that it's making fun of Donald Trump. It makes it worse than making fun of Donald Trump because it's a piece of shit. It's like, good God. That hurts, yeah. Yeah. That hurts.
Is he an Eminem disciple? No. He barely listens to rap.
Makes sense. That's good for him. But there are a lot of white boys who barely listen to rap who love Eminem.
I mean, he listens to rap, but like
he is my icy white fellow.
My shining white knight.
He's the night walker.
All right.
What is Eminem's relationship with the black community?
He doesn't have one. He's a white guy who
does. No, absolutely does. Absolutely does. 100% does.
We didn't give a fuck about him right now.
We didn't, but we're two people. There are people in the black community who love him, and I'm think he's one of the best rappers ever. Like, I remember growing up with people who fucking loved him and blast him and all day and talked about how much they loved him. Like, nah, he's there. Movie 8 Mile.
I think, oh mad my God, black dude, I think people like it, but I don't think. With like Eminem. Like, I wouldn't want to say like black people accept Eminem as a rapper.
Our validation means anything.
Nah. I just don't want to feel like a white guy. Like, oh, we've accepted this one. Nah. This one.
Eminem's not the GOAT. We put an asterisk on GOAT, and maybe we call it like, I don't know, like GWB. Oh. Greatest white boy of all time. That's what Eminem is.
Two asterisks.
Yeah, yeah.
It just means that he's not the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah, no, he absolutely isn't.
So,
but, But if you want to give him the greatest white boy of all time, we can give that to Eminem.
Most like white boy by black men of all time. That's the award. That's as far.
I don't know, because Paul Wall was pretty. Because Paul
Switch House Champ. I've been playing Paul Wall recently. To be honest with you,
I fuck with Paul Wall.
I fuck with Paul hard.
Yeah, from the jump, bro. Absolutely.
Yo, Eddie, a friend of mine. Eddie Days, one of my friends, he's been, he put me on the Paul Wall back when we were like 12, 13.
Yep.
And I've been.
Absolutely my nigga, all day.
I've been sitting sideways since.
All day.
Sitting sideways since. So, my favorite white boy might not even be Eminem.
No, mine isn't. It wasn't from the, it was always Paul Wall.
Favorite white rapper might not, MGK, like, I actually like MGK more than I like Eminem now.
That's bold.
No, it's not bold. MGK is recent. He's relevant. Eminem's just like, he's like this weird, great, like Loch Ness monster kind of thing. Like, there's this legend about him, and it's real, and that's fucking great. However, for right now, in time, there's also other bigger beasts coming into the pond. You gotta fucking die off, you megalodon, weird creature in the deep. MGK is coming through. Let him do his thing. Eminem, go raise your kids. You are literally not doing it. And, like, they're grown up now. Dude, I can't wait till you hear this one day and you rip me a new asshole. But for the time being, grow the fuck up.
You know who I wish didn't fall off? Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks?
I miss Bubba Sparks.
Like, gonna get ugly.
The best part is clearly booty walking in here. All that. Bubba Sparks, he needs to come back. Like,
I don't know why they stopped.
This is because he was a two hit wonder, really. Yeah, man. But his no, because he has some jams though. What's that? He has some jams. It was on. I need to remember the name of that song. It was on. You ever played a game? Need for Speed Underground.
Yeah.
It was on that.
I can't think of that right now. All right, well, forget that right now. We only have 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Let's conclude. Eminem and the black community are cool. However, us in the black community
there's a faction that's cool. There's a faction that, like,
doesn't
know him, doesn't care. Then there's a faction that
Eminem, essentially, Eminem and the black community are like any other rapper in the black community. Us as black
says something for Eminem.
We're all about equality, and black people will shit on anything. You ain't special. My mom shat on me growing up. You ain't even blood to me. You ain't kin. You can be as good as you want. You can associate with anyone as much as you want. But if people don't fuck with you, people don't fuck with you. People do fuck with you. People do fuck with you. People don't know you. They don't give a damn about you. That's pretty much what the black community is to me. Well, I'm not going looking for Eminem to fucking praise him as a white guy so I can be seen as a black guy who's tolerant. Eminem's, he's been around for a whole bunch of years. He should slink off into, like, anonymity, because the only people that know about him are us, 26, 27-year-olds. And all the kids growing up now are just like, that's a candy. So that's my 2 cents on Eminem. We're going to switch over. Is that cool? Unless you got one more last point about M.
Nah. All right. I guess.
M is in my...
Oh, yeah. What's your top five? Excluding... Tupac, Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z.
My top five, excluding those motherfuckers, is...
Because I don't even know. I've been thinking about this all day, so we'll see.
I got Pun.
Time. Okay.
KRS-One.
Uh-huh.
Weezy.
Okay.
Childish Gambino.
Okay.
And Big L.
Okay. I would go one... Wow. Okay, so my number one, I guess it would have to go Pusha T with my number one. That's numero uno. Fair. Pusha T. Number two, I would go with a Carter 2 to No Ceilings, Lil Wayne.
You gotta go full Lil Wayne. You gotta go full Lil Wayne on that.
No.
I ain't dealing with that. You don't want to leave me out of the branch. You're gonna try to leave me out on the branch. Like, I'm over all Lil Wayne's great. Only some Lil Wayne. No, you make me look like an asshole.
Hey. Hey, you didn't specify, I'm specifying.
Fuck that. You gotta like someone all the way through. No, this ain't marriage.
Nope. No, because there was a time where he was killing it. But like there was Carter 2 to No Ceilings.
And then after that, he did like when like college shit, like 2013.
Before and after he was like, you know, forget him.
Post 2010 Wheezy. A little bit
Yeah. So we're gonna go with that.
Okay.
We're gonna go with Young coming in Jeezy. Number 3. Then we're gonna go with
Drake, you're not on here.
No.
Real people don't like you.
No. We're gonna go with
you're a frat boy artist.
Let's see.
Take care of your kids, Drake. This is your conscience.
I don't know. My four. Oh
man, honestly, you're trying to be too real. Just whoever the fuck makes you happy.
Nah, cause like
my say fourth, Young Jibs.
I already did say Young Jibs.
No, I said Young Jibs. Remember that whack ass motherfucker?
Young Gibbs.
Young Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs. Cause Freddie Gibbs not bad. I don't know.
Young DJ Chang, the chain hang low motherfucker. Oh, no, that's the one I'm talking about. I was joking around. Mac Miller, oh my God. Mac Miller, you can still wait, man. You got.
Oh, yeah, no. Because I find out, I'll say Gucci Man, I guess. And then, because like, I don't know who would be my fourth or fifth.
If you want, you can use one of the four rappers.
Nah, because that's too easy. Guess I'll give it a TI. All right, let's go. All
right. All right. Switching up right now. Mac Miller, we're going to try to fit this in 3 minutes, which I can do.
Yeah.
His current situation is what it is. Where did it come from? Yeah, he doesn't have one. He is, rest in peace, first of all. I did listen to Mac Miller in my high school and college days when I was partying with white boys.
I like that song, Donald Trump. That wasn't bad.
Yep. Greatest, best day ever, all around the world. I do like Mac Miller. He's an artist that stands on his own in his own right.
I actually knew him before I got the topics from Andre, so that's a plus.
Yeah. Mac Miller is still doing better than MGK. MGK.
That's a plus.
It is sad. It is sad that he was found the way he was. Mm-hmm. I don't get why it was. I saw it coming. His tweets about Ariana and Pete Davidson's engagement were clear. Like, he was definitely reeling. I mean,
all the people were trying to say it's her fault or dumb.
No, that's awful. Like, yeah. I don't want. Like,
she just got to live her life. She can't just stop
what?
Her life.
You break up with someone, man owns you.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you guys have a history.
Exactly.
Like, fuck that. Yeah. No. Miller,
there's therapy. He needs to.
Miller was that, like, in his feels, and that's absolutely okay. I am not saying that him taking his life absolutely involuntarily is his fault. I'm saying that he needs a better support system when he's clearly in dire straits.
What was that? Andre said something about asking if it was a suicide. I didn't hear anything.
I mean, your ex girlfriend, who's Ariana Grande, is marrying Pete Davidson, some bucktooth, ugly ass motherfucker who has a personality. And you're supposed to be Mac Miller, who's a good rapper. It's just like you're not anywhere. She's moving on with her life. Most men can't deal with that shit in my eyes.
I don't know. I don't know. I disagree.
So you think he just did drugs wrong?
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
I don't. It coincided with the entire engagement. He had those tweets that were really like sensitive, like not sensitive, but like it's crazy to think, like literally he said, it's crazy to think that someone that you were with for 3 years can just move on. And like you're still where you are. And like you just see him. Do it like you have an entire history together, past, and I get that, but like Mac Miller, like I think
many people think that, but don't kill themselves. Like that's,
hey man, most people don't have the money Mac Miller has had.
What do I have to do anything?
How do you get drugs?
I mean, people get drugs without money.
I don't think Mac Miller was sucking dick.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
I get what you mean, but like I think Mac Miller was definitely reeling from his ex. She's so hot, man. Like maybe Mac Miller.
Nah, but see, this is something that happens to every man.
Most men
it's not as public. That is key.
That's most different. Men just go to their local bar and drink their sorrows away.
No, well, not everyone does that either.
People handle it. Okay, anyways, cool. No, we can, like, apparently we got some more time. I think Mac Miller was definitely reeling from the engagement. He was trying to be supportive, and it gets too hard.
I don't even want to speculate on what. Yeah.
I want to say it came from a place. I don't want to say he just overdosed. I miss Mac Miller. I hate the fact that he's not on this planet. I wanted him to come out with more music. Party on Fifth Ave. Like, he has a couple of songs, like a decent amount of songs that I remember from college and all that. I'd like to. I just think the guy was suffering from a whole a breakup that was tough for him.
Well, it sounds like he battles addiction as well, which
he also had a substance abuse. That's why I'm hesitant, that's where you're coming from.
Like, she was just living her life. So
no, she did nothing wrong. It is terrible that people are on her Instagram. Like, you know that your engagement and the tattoos you got on your body. Like, that's what killed him.
They can go eat a dick.
Yo, man, that's fucking go kick rocks barefoot. You're an awful fucking human being.
They can go eat all the dicks.
Yeah, man, I don't even know how you say that. How do you talk about...
balls of baby dicks.
How do you talk about a dead man like that? Not even, when I say dead...
People usually do that. People have no fucking conscience.
That's because they're cowardly individuals that will say anything about a dead man. You would never say that shit. Talk about... You would never... Like, are you going to use a dead man's, like... his existence to make some other woman feel bad because of 3 years of dating?
Who knows?
Who knows exactly? All right, so I'm not sure there's all that much more to be said. There's the element of his substance abuse, the element of his friends not being there for him. There's the element of him just, like, it's a problem in America that we need to deal with. Mac Miller's no... more important. I know people that have died from overdose. Mm-hmm. My boy, I played baseball with a kid. His little brother puked in his sleep. He passed away. It was technically the drugs his older brother got from him. You know, life is terrible. Life is tragic. Life is sad. Do you really just get to get an excuse all the time? Do you really just get to act out just because you have money? Like, I don't know. Mac Miller, your death is tragic. I wish you the best where you are, because I do believe that your soul continues on. This has been a great time talking to all y'all. Sneed was still wrong about the Colin Kaepernick situation. But we're having a good time. Thank you guys.
Hater.
I'm not a hater. Hold on. But let's sign off. Let's sign off nicely. Let's agree to disagree. Hater. Sneed's hating on me for hating on him. He's the hater. Thank you very much. Have a great night, guys.